The scripture reading this morning is from Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 9 through 14. And the Lord your God will make you abundantly prosperous in all your undertakings, in the fruit of your body, in the fruit of your livestock, and in the fruit of your soil. For the Lord will again take delight in prospering you, just as he delighted in prospering your ancestors, when you obey the Lord your God by observing his commandments and decrees that are written in this book of the law, because you turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Surely, this commandment that I am commanding you today is not too hard for you, nor is it too far away. It is not in heaven that you should say, who will go up to heaven for us and get it for us so that we may hear it and observe it? Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will cross to the other side of the sea for us and get it for us so that we may hear it and observe it? No, the word is very near to you. It is in your mouth and in your heart for you to observe.
God is good. God is good. All the time. All the time, God is good. What a joy to be here this morning with you. We have a beautiful moment to begin this morning as we weave the fabric of our future together. You know, last week we carried home with us this packet of mustard seeds. And, you know, the seeds that the children planted, they've already sprouted. Let me show you. Look how beautiful. And those seeds, they're taking root, right? So, like the tree that is already born in the seed, we too have small wonders to discover and nourish and nurture. Most times they are so tiny that we don't even pay attention to them, and we actually minimize their potential impact. Instead, this is exactly the mighty power that lies inside us, because it's purposefully woven into our hearts. And as this mustard seed reveals, the very tiniest of seeds gives the greatest glory. So I invited everyone to begin reflecting on the wonders and the desires and the prayers of your heart. And with the threads of our past and the wonders that bubble to the surface of our hearts today, we will weave together the fabric of our future. Our scripture today comes with three really important messages that we need to hear. First, there's the promise of God that assures us of a life of abundance. It reads, "For the Lord will again take delight in prospering you in all your undertakings." Hold this image in your heart's eye for just a minute. A beautiful image of the Creator taking delight in caring for you. For God, it is a joy to care for you. And it says that God doesn't just care about you. God cares about all those things for which you care for. So in the context of this reading, the ancient Israelites, the listeners were shepherds and farmers and merchants. And thus, the reference relates to things like livestock and soil, right? But the real message, the message throughout time, says that God tends to all aspects of your life, all of your endeavors. For all that is in your heart comes from the very being that God created in you. And by the very nature of the universe, your reach is connected and interwoven with all other things. Look at the image on the screen. It's kind of flattened a little bit. But if you look up there, you'll see I took this picture at the Philadelphia Zoo this spring when I went with my kids, my other church. And it shows three Bolivian gray titi monkeys sitting on this limb together. Notice the twining of their tails. Notice how creation innately desires to connect. And just feel the beauty and the love expressed in that action. So our Creator asks us this: turn to God with all your heart and with all your soul. See, turn to feel the sun on your face. Turn to drink the love. Turn to share in the delight. See, as you turn, you weave into the universe a web of intersecting threads that bind all things together, and that itself co-creates with God the abundant life of goodness. So the text also emphasizes the important threads of our spiritual ancestors. In the Hebrew Bible, God is always understood through the experiences of the Israelite people as a whole. It's communal, not individual. The nature of God's love, mercy, and justice seeks to prosper the whole on a continuum of ever-widening people, places, and time for the ultimate complete reconciliation and peace. It's important that Calvary Church weave together its bold identity of who we've been and who we are, in order to draw these threads into our ever becoming. So how many of you know the story of how the seed of Calvary was planted? It was in 1841 when John Spatz Sr. invited a preacher from the Evangelical Association to his orchard, believe it or not. The Reverend Henry Fisher from the Evangelical Association delivered the sermon Under an Apple Tree. For many years, services were conducted in the Spatz barn and private homes until Salem Church of the Evangelical Association was built in 1849 at the corner where North Church Street intersects with Madison Avenue. I believe there you find Mountville Cemetery. Since that day under the apple tree, the church family, now known as Calvary United Methodist Church of Moton, has thrived in the Moton community. But see, our spiritual ancestors, they live in the very heart of our lives, not just in planting the cornerstone for the building in 1932, this building, 1932, but also in their beliefs, in their values, in their worldviews. And, you know, we carry with us stories of division. The original church actually split over church doctrine, over social issues. The United Methodist Church split over slavery. And that speaks into the current denominational issue over the inclusion of LGBTQIA. We also carry with us memories of a local transportation ministry started by Carol Adams called Fish of Berks County. The continued development of Calvary before and after school care, which has expanded, right? And the partnership with Good Shepherd Mission in India. It is upon this foundation which Calvary Church lives out its ministry as one body and one spirit. And just as God has cared for our spiritual ancestors, so he seeks to care for us, knowing that as we turn to God We turn with hearts embedded in wonders and prayers for others and for work that touches the lives of all creation. And in this turning, we pull through these threads of the past and grow in our love for God and for all God's creation. And as we look at this third key point in the text, we discover the beauty of our compassionate God, who knows our fears before we even speak them. For as God calls us to turn with all our hearts and all our souls, God assures us, this really isn't that hard, right? He says, slow down. It's not too difficult. God says, it sounds hard, but really, it's very easy. It's not far. It's not in heaven. And it's not beyond the sea. God's truth promises this. The word is very near to you. It is in your mouth and in your heart for you to observe. As Christians, we often identify with this concept in relation to the Holy Spirit, right? When Jesus said goodbye at the Last Supper, he promised, "And I will ask God, and God will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees the Spirit or knows the Spirit. You know the Spirit, because the Spirit abides with you, and the Spirit will be in you." So it's here that we're going to begin today, listening to the wonders that are already in our mouth and in our hearts. So what wonders are written on your heart and perched on your lips? We're going to take time together to sit in silence, to pray, to meditate, to reflect. And when you choose to hang out with God, it's a lot like being in a river. It's a lot like swimming in a river. See, because it's not just God you're with. This is the beautiful thing about prayer. You're with everything in that moment that's praying. Everything in that moment that's swimming with God. And everything flows in as one thing, right? And the more that join, the bigger that river becomes. Here's what I want you to remember this morning. Whatever you see, whatever you think, whatever you hear, that's your prayer. Notice whatever bubbles to the surface first, and whatever slowly emerges from the deep. Notice what takes up the most time. Notice what you push away. See, everything that speaks into your prayer says something about the wonders that actually live in you. And you'll probably discover that what emerges are the things at the very center of your life. They are probably the small things of your everyday life, right? The people that you make contact with, even for just a brief moment. Those who show you kindness, whether it's family or friends or even your pets. Those who you care for. The work that you do, either by choice or just because you have to, right? Your worries and your sufferings and your longings. Let it all come. And simply pay attention to all this. All that is you. For what comes from within you, whether you perceive it as good or bad, it's actually the potential source of beautiful blessings and healings and abundance through God. So I'm going to begin with a prayer that will lead us into a time of silence. And then you're going to hear this bell. It will chime to end the prayer and gather us again. Let us pray. God with us, your presence is certainly in this place. Pour out your Spirit upon us gathered here. Make us one with you. one with each other, and one with all your creation. Open the ears of our hearts to hear the small, still voice.